We are learning Masechtas Shabbos, Taf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on the Taf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah is continuing with different ornaments or jewelry that you're allowed to walk out with on Shabbos. It says the Mishnah, Lo Yitzeya Ish, Lo Yitzayif, Velo Yitzkeshes. A man shouldn't go out with a sword or with a bow and arrow, Veloy Bisris, which is a shield, Veloy Ba'ala, we'll see it means a club, Veloy Ba'Roimach, not a spear. Ve'im Yotza, if you go out with any of these Kli Mechama, Yechayev Chatas, because it's not a Malbish, and it's not any jewelry according to Tanakama. Rav Eliezer Omer, Takshitim Eloy, it's like a piece of jewelry, it shows his Gevura, it shows how strong he is, and therefore it's a Takshit. V'Cham Omerim, no. Ain elagnai. The whole idea of weapons is only gnai. Shenema, it says in the pasuk Yeshaya, la la'osalava v'kitasucha v'yisam li'itin. They're going to turn the swords into plows. V'chanisaseim l'mizmayros la'yisa goel goy cherev la'yimdu oid milchama. That Meshem la'osalava, there's not going to be any more swords or knives to kill anyone, and therefore it can't be a tachshit. And the Gemara will elaborate a little bit on that. And the Mishnah ends off with another halacha, biris tahira. Biris pashtus is for a lady, and it's made to hold up her stockings. Talach is, that's not called a keli, and it's tahira. And the yitzma of a Shabbos, you let her go out with it on Shabbos. And we'll see that the reason is, first of all, it's a beged, and second of all, she won't take it off, because then her socks will fall down. Kavalim tameim. Kavalim, which are chains, we'll see on my base, is Tomei. Ve'ein yoytzim ben v'Shabbos. And you can't go out with it on Shabbos. It's chains that attached both legs together. We'll see about it in the Gemara on my base. And those, ein yoytzim ben v'Shabbos. Zog to Gemara. Mai ba'ala. What is a ba'ala? It's a Gemara kulfa. It's a club. It's a club with a fat end. And that's what it is. So that's one of the weapons. So you can't go out with those four weapons. Not a sayif. It's really five. Five weapons if you count the shield. Now a sayif, kesha, sris, and bala, and a reymach. So tomorrow, more elaborate on mechlekes Rav Eliezer and the Chum a little bit. Rav Eliezer, Eimer, tachshitim heiloy. Rav Eliezer holds you allowed to go out with these weapons because tachshitim heiloy. It's a tachshit. It's like a piece of jewelry. Tanya, amruloi. The Chum told Rav Eliezer, v'chimiach, tachshitim heiloy, if they are considered tachshitim, a piece of jewelry, so why when Mashiach comes, is it going to be a bottle? You know, jewelry is not going to be a bottle then. You're not going to need it anymore, so that would make it, that's not going to be anymore a piece of jewelry. So that's why you're not going to have it, you're not going to need it. Okay, even though you don't need it, but let it be noy. Just like, you know, some people, like, you know, you find some rabbis, they walk around with a cane, even though they don't need it, it's still noy, it's a chashivas. So if it's a chashiva, so maybe even if you, Rabbi Eliezer, if he holds it's a chashiva, so even the Mois Mashiach, we don't need it anymore, but it's the chashiva, you should walk around with it. On my Abaya, no. Since it's going to be mamish useless in a time of Mechama, midahava shraga batira. It's like taking lighting a candle in the middle of the afternoon when it's very light. Nothing happens. So therefore, it looks silly to take something that has zero use, asalave, and therefore, the pasuk says it's going to be turned into plows. There's not going to be any use for it, and therefore it can't even be l'noy. So it comes out in this exchange that by Yemos Mashiach we're not going to need any more weapons. We're not going to need weapons anymore when it comes to Yemos Mashiach, and that's Pligi the Shmuel. So arguing about Shmuel, the big machloek is Amarayim. What's going to be lost love? Pligi the Shmuel, Amar Shmuel. Ein bein oil mazel Yemos Mashiach ela shibud golias bavad. The only difference between now and when Mashiach comes would be the Shiva Goliath, that when Mashiach comes, he will be the king of the entire world, everyone will be subjugated to him, even to Umas Olam, and that's the only difference between Olam Hazeh and Mashiach. But everything else, there will be wars by the Umas Olam, and there will be poor people. Shenem, it says in the Pasuk, Yelo Yechdal Ev Yom Mekerev Haaretz. And he learns from there that Mekerev Haaretz, because now we're on this world, there will never stop being poor people, poverty. So he says, "I Yemos Mashiach." Terry says, "No, Yemos Mashiach. All that will change is Shibud Golias." Taisva speaks out very important that it's more than just Shibud Golias, because when Mashiach comes, we're going to have the Beis Hamikdash and Karbonos and the Shechina is going to come back, of course. But he's saying is that the Ein Bein doesn't always mean that only those things. It just means a certain type of matzev. It's even matzev and Oshav Malchus, and we're able to build the Beis Hamikdash. V'chula, but there will still be wars, and therefore weapons will still be Negeya. And therefore, this exchange that the Chachamim say it's not Negeya anymore is not going according to Shmuel. And it's Mesiyele L'Rabchia Ba'aba. Don't Rabchia Ba'aba. Kol Nevi'im, all these Nevi'im that, like for example, this Navi Yeshaya says, Lo Yisra Goy Cherev, Lo Yam Dor Mechama, is going Taka Moitz Mashiach. Don't Rabchia Ba'aba. Kol Nevi'im L'Nisnabu Elo L'Moitz Mashiach. All those Nevi'im that said over all the things that are going to happen, that's all the Moitz Mashiach. Aval Olam Haba, Ayin L'Rosa Elo Kim Zulo Secha. No one ever saw such a thing. No one even knows what it's going to be. So it's machlekes Rav Chiya Ba'aba and Shmuel. Shmuel holds all the psukim are going loyal ma'aba, and in Moshe Mashiach, the only difference will be shivud malchias, shivud galias. But according to Rav Chiya Ba'aba, those psukim are going in Moshe Mashiach. There won't be any war anymore. And loyal ma'aba, we can't even imagine what will be loyal ma'aba. And it's not clear how we paskin. The Rambam talks about it in Hilchos Melachim, and he says that it's not negayah to us to. He says no one knows what's really going to be, and it's not negayah to us to really know exactly what. It's not important to know exactly which way it's going to be. Zokta Gemara Vaita, the Ikadamri, a different exchange between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim about carrying weapons as tachshitim. The Ikadamri, Amr Loi, the Rabbi Eliezer, v'chmiyachat tachshitim heim. Loi, prema himatel mois mashiach. The same kasha that the Chum asked Rabbi Eliezer, what do you mean? If they're tachshitim, so why is the bottle mois mashiach? It says the pasuk then it turned into roasters and different kalim. Amalahem, after the mois mashiach, ainem betelim. He said, no, you know, in mashiach won't be bottle. And that's what Rabbi Eliezer answered. It will be around mois mashiach. And it's hainu de Shmuel. And it's taka like Shmuel, a pligid Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds like Shmuel. Rabbi Eliezer answered, no, that the mois mashiach will have it. And he argues on Rav Chiya Ba'aba. Zokting more right, you know, it's a little bit of a horror here that Olam Haba won't be. So the pasuk is going on Olam Haba than on Fishmul. So Olam Haba won't have any more. Aye, it's a tachshit. So I guess that's not a kash Olam Haba. It's only a kash for Moshe Mashiach. And we're saying, no, Moshe Mashiach Taka will have it according to Rabbi Eliezer. Zokting more right, Omoloy Abay L'Rav Dimi, Va'Ami Lo L'Rav Avya. Some say it was to Rav Avya. V'amri lo, it was Rav Yosef that said to Rav Dimi. V'amri lo, that Rav Yosef said to Rav Avya. V'amri lo, Abay Rav Yosef. So three different versions of what happened, who said to who. My time with Rav Eliezer, the Omar Tachshitim Heloi, what's Pshat in Rav Eliezer? What's his reason that's called a Tachshit, the weapons? So he said, I have a pasuk in Tehillim, the Chsiv, Chagor Charbecha Al Yorech, Gibor Hoyducha V'adarecha. It says, put your sword on your thigh, and that will show you're a giber and you're covered, which means your honor and your covered. So you see, it's a tachshit. That's the riot to Rabbi Eliezer from the Pasuk and Tehillim. Omli Rav Kana, Lamavri Rav Huna, Hai V'Divrei Torah Ksiv. Rav Kana says, what do you mean? I always learned that Pasuk was to one Divrei Torah, that it says that you should learn very well, chazah very good, and therefore it should be ready for you like a sword on your thigh, that whenever you need it, you'll be able to use it right away. You have a din Torah right away, you pull out your sword. You have a argument with your friend about a sugya, you pull out your sword from the Arich, because you're right near you. It means that you learn Torah well, that's what it means. That's what Rav Kana said. Amalei, you're right that we could dash from the Gabbai Torah, but ein mikra yoytzei midei pshutai. Even though avada is drushes from psukim, but doesn't the pshat? You always have to stick with pshat. Eimakol yoytzim dipshut. It never leaves the pasuk pshat. There is some element of pasuk pshat, and that's where Rabbi Eliezer learns his halacha. So Rav Kana answers back after he hears this about ein mikra yoytzim dipshut. Rav Kana kadavina bar tamnei sri shnin. When I already is 18 years old, v'have gamina lekula the shas kula talmud a different girsas. He already finished shas. Doesn't mean Gemara because this is Gemara. It means he finished the whole Shishim Mishnah with all the reasons of it. He already finished Shas at 18. And he says, I still have L'Havi Adana. I didn't know. They make a shoot. I never knew this klal. Ad Hashta until here. I never knew that. I always thought one way. And now I'm just finding out for the first time this idea of shoot. I already finished Shas when I was 18 years old. And look at this. And now I just found out this thing. Gevaldik. What's the Nafka Mina Tos? My Kamash Falon. The Ligmar Inesh Vahad Lizbar. This teaches us that a person, don't worry, you should learn from your Rebbe, even though you don't understand everything. Rashi says, even though you don't mamish have everything klar, but you should learn. Even though you know all the reasons, first learn, first finish Shas, and then you go more be'in. You see, Rebbe kind of finished Shas, and you know this klar, but that's what you have to do first. First learn Shas, and then you'll figure out all the details. Talk to Gemara Vaita. The Simon Zarus is Simon. There must be a bunch of memories. One after another. Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Amar Rav Elazar. I think it's all memories from Rav Yirmiyah. Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Amar Rav Elazar. Maybe not. Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Amar Rav Elazar. Shnei Tavid Chachamim. Amachadim Zeb Zeb Alacha. Two Tavid Chachamim who are as good kashas to each other and not to argue with each other, but to bring out, to make the sugya more clear. That's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzliach lehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them atzlacha in their learning, and understanding of learning. Shneimar says in the Pasuk, V'hadarcha tzlach, tzlach loshon atzlacha, now tikri v'hadarcha ela v'chadedcha. When you mechad them, you think of good kashas, and you speak to each other with good kashas, you'll have atzlacha. V'lo yoyid el she'elim l'gedula. They go l'gedula. Shneimar tzlach rechav. And loshon of riding on a horse is loshon of gedula. Maybe even if you're learning Shloim Shema, you're learning because you want to be a gadol. Maybe that's what then that will work. Tamalaymar alva emes. You have to do this only to be mechav lamita la Torah. If you're mechad in each other in order to sound very smart, that won't work. It has to be l'shma. Yochom higas daita. Maybe he'll even get all these brachas if he was megas daita, which means he's now a big shot. He now holds himself bigger than everyone else. Tamaloymar va novot tzedek, amvot tzedek. It says right in the same pasuk, all the same pasuk. Va amvot tzedek, you have to be an onav. The ma'isim came then zeichin le teiro shenitna be yamin. His zeichin to the teiro was given with the yamin. Shenema v'teirucha neirois yiminecha. That the teiro that was given in the right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says eish dos lomai miminoi, eish dos lomai. That will teach you, that will give you hayrois. And you'll be zeicher not only to be a Talmud Chacham, but to be a Meiri Hara if you keep all these things of Mechadadim and Lil Shema and Anivus, then you'll zeicher to Terecha Neiroi Siminecha. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Dash the end of the Pasuk a little different. What it means, Vesarecha Neiroi Siminecha, Dash a little different. Zeicher Ledvarim Shenem Aminish Otairi. Zeicher to the things that were said to the people who are be Aminish Otairi. What is that? Amar Rava bar Rav Shilav, Amar Lo Amar Rav Yisrael bar Chama Amar Rav Sheshes. My Dechsev says in the pasuk, Orich Yom V'Yemina B'Smayla Shvachavay. On the right side of the Torah, have Orich Yom. On the left side, you have Oish Shvachavay. What does that mean? First thing, where it says Ela B'Yemina Orich Yom Ika Oish Shvachavay Leka. On the right side, is only Orich Yom and not Oish Shvachavay. Ela Shleimaimen ba. The people on the right side, which means they try very hard to learn up the sugya as well as they could. That's one pshat. Rashi has another pshat that the oisik l'shma. But either way, the people miyamnim ba, either we learn very stark or learn l'shma. Then erich yom ika v'choshkin erich v'chavad. They get erich yomim and oisik v'chavad. Mas milim ba, the people who don't learn as well, they don't work as hard in the learning. Oisik v'chavad ika, they get oisik v'chavad, but erich yom leka, they're not gonna get erich yom. And look at the Maritz over here, that he's mutches that l'chayra, maybe it's you don't find that people who learn l'shma and everything always find that this is mekuyim. He has oish v'chavad erech yomim ayin sham that he talks about that. Talking about weiter about learning Torah. Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Amar Rav Shimon Alakos. Shnei tamei chachamim hanoichin zel lezav alacha. Two tamei chachamim who talk to each other calmly and they learn Torah with the kavana of helping each other out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makshlehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down and listens to them. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, says Oz nidburu yirei Hashem. Yirei Hashem talk together. Ishel re'eh, which is vayit in the pasuk. Then it says v'yakshu Hashem yishma. Hashem comes and listens. And how do you know that nidburu means benachas? And ein dibur el nachas. This word nidburu means nachas. A lot of times vayidaber means kosher. Here dibur means nachas. Shenema, it says in the pasuk yad ve'am tachteinu, which means Hashem v'machnia the nations under you. Loshen machnia is loshen with nachas of talking nicely. The pasuk says further in the same pasuk, "V'lechoy shvei shemoy." The end of that pasuk, it says, "Oz nidru yirei Hashem ishrael v'yakshu Hashem yishma v'yekashu seif as a karen lefanav liyirei Hashem lechoy shvei shemoy." What does "lechoy shvei shemoy" mean? Amar Rav Ami, afilu chishev la'asos mitzvah v'nenas lo yasa'a malakos of kilo asa'a. People who want to do a mitzvah, yid who wants to do a mitzvah, and it doesn't work out, the Eibishter makes keilu asa'a. He's dying daven with a minion. He can't daven with a minion. Hashem makes his keilu he daven with a minion. So tomorrow, right? Amar Rav Chanina bar Idi, kol oisa mitzvah kimamara. Anyone who does a mitzvah kimamara, what it means exactly? The Mashal says it means he does l'shma, or it means he does a b'shlemus. Others say mamara means exactly all the dinim of the mitzvah. He doesn't get any bad besuros. Now, her pshat maybe is like this. Then not only the bad things don't happen to him, he doesn't even get a besura ra, which is a mistake. He gets no besuras ra, even. Shneimar, shoyim mitzvah liyedid davar ra. Someone keeps mitzvahs will not know of any bad things. Omar v'asi v'tem rachinu. Filu akarz baruch hu goyiz egzeru. Not only is on liyedid davar ra, even more. Filu akarz baruch hu goyiz egzeru. Even if a kohen baruch goes there, who mevatla? He, the one who does mitzvah k'mamara, has the power to mevatla. Shneimar says in the pasuk, "Basher devar melech shultoin umi yoyim lematasa." Who will tell him what to do? And the next pasuk, "Usamach leisher mitzvah liyedavara." The pasuk soon afterwards says, "Who's the one to tell Hashem what to do?" Kaviyachol, "Shoyim mitzvah liyedavara." The shoyim mitzvah will tell kohen baruch what to do. Zok tomorrow vayta. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Shimon, Lachos shteit v'dechamim. Hamakshivin zav zav alacha. They listen to each other. Rashi says, "Malamdim zezeh, mavinim zezeh." They teach each other and they make each other understand. Hakadosh Baruch Hu shemei lekoilim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will listen to their tefilos. Shneim, it says in the pasuk, "Hayeshavas beganan mechaverim makshivim lekolach hashmeini." Gananim means people sit in beis medrash and the chaverim, they help each other out. Then makshivim lekolach, Hashem listens to their tefilah. If you don't do that, Shneim says in the pasuk afterwards, "Barach doidi udemei," which means Hashem will push away, you'll push away kaviyachol the shchina. If you don't do this, if you don't listen to help each other out in learning, Hashem will kaviyachol, you're causing the shchina to be pushed away. The Rashi means ma'asvim ze. They ask each other, "Come, please learn with me, Becharusa. Come, let's help each other out." Hakadosh Baruch Hu oyavim. Hashem loves them. Shneim have a digla alaya hava. If you digla means you get together to learn alaya hava. Amar Rav Avuhu the other surah shmita. That's only if you already know the surah shmita, which means this sounds like you don't have to have a rebbe. You just call your friend, learn together. You first have to learn from a rebbe, know the surah shmita, and then you can chaz over with your friend. And Mahud less the Rav Masla Megumna. And you have no Rebbe in town to learn from in a better way, so then you can ask for Chavrusa. But if not, you should first learn from a Rebbe. And it could be these days we have a lot of Svarim, so even if you have a Rebbe in the ear, you're allowed to learn from the Svarim, because the Svarim are like our Rebbeim. So, Dr. Moravai, Tav Amrav Abba Amrav Shimralakish, Godom Hamalva Yosem and Oisaloi Tzedaka. It's better to lend someone money, a person who's in hard times, it's better if you lend him money than if you do tzedakah for him. Because he's embarrassed to get tzedakah. But if you lend him money, it's easier to handle. And the biggest thing is, or matl b'kis, the best thing is to give him money to invest. That's the best. You invest by him, he's a syndicator, you give him money to invest, give him only money for that, that's the best, because that's the most comforting way of giving someone money. If you have a Talmud Chacham who is noikin v'noiter kenachash, he's like he harbors ill will sometimes, like a snake. Still, take him on your loins, take him on your waist, learn from him. If the Amaretz and he's a chassid, he has the eidel guy. Still, ad hadu shunas, don't live in his neighborhood because he doesn't know mitzvahs well, and you learn from him bad things. Now, it's clear that that's what it means, the Talmud Chacham, Noikim V'Noiter, means Noikim V'Noiter because covered a Torah, not because his own Hana or because his Midas are not good. But the Maharsha already told Su that there is a Gemara that says Talmud Chacham has to be Noikim V'Noiter, which means that, because the Maharsha is told Su, the Maharsha Yuma says, called Talmud Chacham, Shainim Noikim V'Noiter, Kenachash, Ainat Talmud Chacham. But it means B'divrei Torah, it means B'divrei Ruchnius. He has to be Noikim V'Noiter, and that's the type of person you should get close to. Amaretz, who doesn't, is, you know, is unconditional love, but he's Amaretz, then al tod b'shchunas, don't even live in his neighborhood, because you have to be careful from Amaretz who might teach you the wrong way.